A bill to legalize medical marijuana is getting a second look in the Pennsylvania Senate. It's been about a year since the matter got its first hearing. Since then, it's gone from a fringe issue to a center stage policy debate. Most attribute that progress to a ragtag group of advocates, parents, mostly mothers, who want medical marijuana to treat their very ill children. Mary Wilson has the story of one of the so-called mama bears.
There was a time when Latricia Bench's oldest daughter was not sick or in any apparent danger. Years ago, Bench's 18-month-old, Anna, was just a kid who seemed to be in her own little world.
Very funny, just very, very quirky, but just as odd as the day is long.
Bench is a mom of three, living in Harrisburg. She's quick to tell a joke and easy to talk to.
I go by Lolly. Yeah.
And she's not easily phased. But Anna didn't seem quite right. She would have these momentary lapses, muscle spasms, dozens of them a day. Bench found out later they were seizures. A slew of tests revealed brain damage that doctors couldn't explain.
Her left temporal lobe is dead. It basically went from like a grape to a raisin, kind of.
Anna was diagnosed with intractable epilepsy, the type that doesn't respond to pharmaceuticals. So Bench and her husband started looking up other possible treatments. One night, Bench got a text message from one of her daughter's therapeutic aides. Turn on CNN right now. There was a story airing about a young girl in Colorado who had seizures, like Anna. And, like Anna, she had dozens of them a day. At least, she used to. She was being treated with medical marijuana.
And initially, we were just going to move to Colorado. I just thought, we are light years away from being able to access this in Pennsylvania. So, you know, we need to just make arrangements now to move.
Then came another TV news report about a mom closer to home, a woman in Pennsylvania, talking about how her kid had seizures too.
She wanted to get medical marijuana for her daughter, and so I right away found her on Facebook and messaged her, and here she had already connected with hundreds of other parents.
Bench and her husband figured they could move to Colorado for Anna, or they could stay and join the fight with the other parents. They stayed, and Bench thought, no sweat, we'll take it to the Capitol, we'll get it done. That was August of 2013. Medical marijuana legislation was being pushed by only the most far-out liberal Democrats. Now, it has a friend in the new governor, Tom Wolf. And more high-power lawmakers from both parties are lining up to support it.
I want to, first of all, introduce all the legislators that are here today from the
this
Senate.
This is really just another opportunity, another treatment to treat many illnesses.
If this was a derivative of any other plant, the orchid or the yucca or the cactus, it would be in every CVS in the country for decades.
People told the parents, be patient. It often takes years to pass a state law. But the moms said to each other, we don't have that kind of time. They resolved to be aggressive. And they earned a nickname around the halls of the Capitol, the Mama Bears. Bench takes it as a compliment.
You know, it reminds everybody that we're not to be messed with. Don't get between us and our children.
Many of these moms repeat a mantra, you catch more flies with honey, but they can be fierce, and not everyone agrees with them.
If it works, I'm 100% for it, but nobody really knows.
Meet Pat Vance, no GOP senator from Cumberland County, veteran state lawmaker. Before that, she worked as a pediatric nurse. For Vance, this is all misplaced activism. The fight doesn't belong at the state level, she says. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is the agency that can relax the federal restrictions on marijuana, restrictions that have limited research on the effectiveness of using it as medicine.
So why not really go after the FDA and say, you have got to change this. Let's test this. Let's see if it really does work.
Vance is not alone in this argument. The state's doctors' lobby warns of unknown long-term effects. Dr. Karen Rizzo is president of the Pennsylvania Medical Society.
It seems that this whole issue regarding medical marijuana is more of an emotional one right now.
Rizzo says even if medical marijuana were legalized, many doctors wouldn't actually prescribe it out of fear of getting sued for unforeseen consequences.
You know, most physicians were scientists. So I think most of us find this whole process somewhat unsettling because of how rapidly it seems to be moving, and you've got state legislators being asked to decide on something when they're not scientists.
But supporters say medical marijuana can't possibly be any more dangerous than the myriad legal drugs that have already been prescribed to their kids. Some say there are Pennsylvania doctors who are finding ways to point their patients toward medical marijuana. And they all say they just can't wait for the FDA.
Did Madison give you a kiss?
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice.
Madison and we went to swing.
This is Anna. She's 7 years old now. She has blue-gray eyes and curly brown hair. She races around the house and into the backyard. She announces when she's received a kiss, one from a classmate, another from her younger sister.
Millie just gave me a kiss.
The medicine that Bench is convinced can help Anna isn't legal, but it is around. Bench says all these moms have gotten unsolicited offers for it, but it's not reliable. It's not tested. It's not really safe.
Cry, Anna.
Don't cry. Just smile.
I won't cry. Don't cry.
So a year and a half after Bench saw the TV reports and decided medical marijuana could save her kid, she's still lobbying. And despite the rapid shift in the legislature, her band of mothers is smaller than it used to be.
What we have going into this, you know, year two or second session, rather, is a group that's just so stubborn. None of them are going to quit. These are the diehards and people that don't start projects without finishing them.
Maybe the Mama Bears are about to get a new nickname. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.